Blog Talk Radio.
Break us down.
shopping like baby carriage. Now all the stars have cars, success of course, but it ends in Hollywood divorce. Hollywood divorce.
And I'm a star. Yeah, and I don't have to go to Hollywood, cause Hollywood come through my neighborhood with cameras on. I really think they're stealing from us like a sample song. I really wish one day we take it back like Hammer's home. The hurricane come and took my Louisiana home, and all I got in return was a darn country song. This old country wrong, oh, but you right if you just put a little ice on and cut your mic on, but you don't even write songs. But Hollywood make you fit like a python. I make Cobra, I'm so not sober. I'm high like a Hollywood coffee or soda. You can call me a roller. Hold up, your grill's glistening. Spent $100,000 on mine to feel different. What's the real sense of it? Bling bling, I know. And did you know I'm the creator of the term? I just straightened the perm. Ain't let it sit too long. They just making it burn. Make a movie of our lifestyle, but they earn like a dead body burned on the mantelpiece. That's why I try not to lie and wax like a candle grease. And I be a little nigga cooler than antifreeze. See frost on your window pane, Lil Wayne. But in Hollywood it's Little Wayne. Don't make me numb, so that's why I got a prenum. I do.
Starts off like a small town marriage. Lovely wife and life, baby carriage. Now all the stars have cars, success of course, but it ends in Hollywood divorce. Hollywood divorce. Yeah,
yeah. A is for Adamsville, B is for born home. See if I give a fuck if you like me, you know I don't. If she ain't got a good head on her, leave that hoe alone. If she do got some good head on her, let her sing a song. D is for what I serve, I don't be on no curve. She ain't no junkie neither, I ain't no dope dealer. But she keep coming back, three stacks must be some crack. Put that pipe in her lap, she ain't know how to act. Now that I've got your undivided attention, I'm gonna say this and run under condition one. Promise me you gon' stack, promise me you gon' ball. Promise me you'll invest 3/4 of it all for what? So your kids can have some cheese. Can get with it, get on your knees. Cause wealth is the word.
Yep.
Richest round the corner from the curb. Don't like what I write, shoot me your bird.
10th grade, the way was paid for me and Dre to create. Like Dr. Frankenstein, the arts and crafts. Now could we make a difference? Antoine Patton and Andre Benjamin been jamming for you crabbing. Rap niggas and journalists that's quick to misprint public and private business. Then retract back for deaf ears and think it's dismissed. Part 2, the sequel, all new cast. This ain't the same gang of nerds on the internet slandering your name behind that screen name. They're lame and their life is pretty plain. M&Ms with no nuts won't show up face to face. Straight bitch made like puppies on the nipples of a mutt. Address it on a case by case basis like the judge. What about these lying assholes trying to plot, or these niggas on the block who want the queen?
Nigga, please.
But even she can walk, we'll miss her. We ain't gon' fake it, but God don't make mistakes. Must be something bigger waiting.
Starts off like a small town lovely wife and life, baby carriage. Now all the stars have cars, success of course, but it ends in Hollywood divorce. Hollywood divorce.
I do love you, but you hate me at the same time. Lights, camera, action, it's game time. Do you take this here as your lovely wife? To love her and cherish her for all your life? I solemnly swear to dare share and take you there. And me and you together, baby, we a lucky pair. It's been a long time, we walk a thin line. Others say they got you, but you've been mine. As I sit back and watch all the cat fights, domestic violence, is that right? But you love a dog, gave me the spotlight. And now I'm going up, showing up, blowing up. I never ever thought that we were separated all. But you played me like a game of football. Used to feed me, need me, dress me. Now it's so messy, straight cut out and left me.
Hollywood divorce. All the fresh styles always start off as a good little hood thing. Look at blues, rock, jazz, rap. Not even talking about music, everything else too. By the time it reach Hollywood, it's over. But it's cool. We just keep it going, make new shit.
Take our game, take our name. Give us a little fame, and then they kick us to the curb. That's a cold thing.
Thank you.
Like the light, no one can make things Take a look over your shoulder. White words get much older. Life has a way of humbling you down. Thought you already knew it. Took a turn, then you blew it. Life has a way of humbling. I already know everything. So I think things from the grow everything. Oh, life humbles. As I stare at the ceiling in an abandoned building, life had a way of knocking me around. And my children still look up to me while their stomachs on empty. Oh, I need an angel to fall on me now. So I thought I already knew everything. So I thought there wasn't room to grow.
Brothers and sisters of the celestial energy, the wisdom. We're going to have a short discussion on the sixth sun. You know, all this all of this COVID-19 vaccines, stimulus checks, now they're talking about a fourth and a fifth stimulus check. All the movies that they're trying to push out and trying to push out this global-wide agenda of Everybody gotta be vaccinated. We have to understand that the beings, these reptilians, Chitauri, Draconians, Archons, you know, Nacos, tall whites, all these non-indigenous beings have a underlined agenda for the actions that they take. Many of us don't know about the Aztec calendar. The Aztec calendar, which leads up to May 26, 2021, according to the Aztec calendar. Last time we heard was the Mayan calendar. Mayan calendar talked about the fifth sun. But now the Aztec calendar is talking about the sixth sun, May 26, 2021. And it goes into effect after the lunar eclipse of 2021. The lunar eclipse is supposed to be in the southern skies, supposed to be seen in the area of Australia. I don't know if we're going to see it. I know that we had a full, what they call a full whoop moon last night. I meditated under that boy for a minute, got my swords out, did some rudiments with my swords. And I could see how these beings were using their cloud machines and the air machines that they had, because they were pushing the clouds to cover up this moon, because this wolf moon was a powerful full moon energy that happened last night. So right now what we're looking at is the sixth sun. Sixth sun represents a global awakening among the original people. Alright? And this is why the original people were their target. If you understand when they first started this vaccine COVID thing, you know, they were targeting the original people. And they needed to put us in fear because they feared us going back into our written DNA within us to say that something is getting ready to take place and I have to get ready for this awakening. The Aztecs were our people. All right. Very brilliant in astrology. And they wrote everything according to astrological signs. The sixth sun represents the promises of a new earth, and also represents global consciousness. Now what we're looking at is, this is when Venus is in transit of our sun. And we're going to talk about that a little later, go into deeper discussion. We're going into about Venus being in transit. Venus is under Gemini at this present point. All right? The planets and the astrological signs all play a definite role in our ascension, and you're talking about extremely high frequencies. Okay? The information I received is from the guy. He did say that there is a possibility, which I choose, so I also believe that the frequencies are going to change here on the planet, and these non-indigenous beings who are here on our planet will be revealed. Right? Also, we're looking at a possibility of this system being at the very beginning of his end. And you have to remember that there's not one eclipse that happened, then another eclipse doesn't have to happen, because we're talking about tonight, a lunar eclipse. So the moon is going to be eclipsed, all right, by some powerful planetary bodies. I don't know which planetary body the moon is going to be eclipsed by, but we're looking at June 10th, which is going to be a major solar eclipse. Excuse me there. June 10th is what we're looking at, a major solar eclipse. So these two eclipses represent the beginning and the end of an era. Alright, we're already watching their system fall right now. We're already watching so many things happen. I'm walking around the grocery store, it's so freaking empty and quiet in there, it's crazy. Very few of our people actually communicate with each other. And this is like we talked about before, we're coming into the time of judgment. So yes, the sixth sign is happening during in Gemini during the Venus transit. We're going to go into that Venus transit. I'm going to go deeper into that because this is important for us to understand the astrology. So many tribes here on our planet, on our land here, Atlantis, were deep into astrology. We weren't only into space travel. We were deep into the knowledge of the sun, and this is something that we have lost over a certain amount of time, which is the knowledge of the sun. What we have to understand is that our sun is always changing its frequencies. Our sun is constantly changing its frequencies. This is why mankind, these Draconians, Archons, Chitauris, you know, all of them that we've named, they cannot understand us or our sun. This is why they try to control us, because they know that they can't control our frequencies, because at any given time, we can change the tone of our frequencies, and they won't know how to be a part of that. Or they won't know how to control them. So you gotta understand there's a difference between control and power. You know, like the guy said on this video, he says you may think they have power, but they're only controlling this thing that they're doing with the vaccines and the money and all this stuff. They're only controlling this thing, but the original people, we're the ones who actually have the power to shut it down, and it's all through a global consciousness. Okay? This is the ether sun. We talk about the sixth sun, well, this is the ether sun. And it's a very powerful sun. We were talking about that. Talk about the great awakening of our sun. We talked about the judgment. All this stuff falls into place. All right, like we said before, we have our atmospheric sun, then we have our universal sun, but then there are other suns around us that other tribes have written about that's happening now. But these beings have that information suppressed because they don't want us to know about the other suns that circle around our planet. Okay? So yes, we're talking about the beginning of the end of the Draconian, Reptilian, Tatari, Archons, all these beings. We're talking about the beginning of the end of their era. And yes, the frequencies from the time of tonight, which is May 26, 2021, alright, the frequencies, everybody know these frequencies are going to be even higher after tonight. But when we come after June 10th, the solar eclipse, the frequencies are going to be exceedingly high, all right? Which is the reason why they're trying their best to target as many people as they can to stop this global awakening, especially with the original people, okay? So we have to understand that we're talking about some major events that's going to be taking place. So we're looking at, May 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, 31. Then you have June 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. So within a 15-day period from May 26th of this year, 2021, according to the Aztec calendar, to June 10th, which is a 15-day period, we're talking about some frequencies at some extremely high levels. And then after the solar eclipse, which mankind cannot stop this. They know they can't stop this. So after the solar eclipse happens, then therefore the frequencies will be even higher. This is why they say our sun has awakening. They say the sun has awakened, not awakening, but they say the sun has awakened, and they're talking about the universal sun has awakened. If the Aztec was not talking about the atmospheric sun, they were talking about the universal sun. So, you know, we have so many different, you know, we have the Hopis, we have the Aztecs, we have the Mayans, we have the Apaches, we have the, there's the Oklahoma tribe prophecies, you have the Cherokees, which is the Ottawa tribe prophecies, you have the Blackfoot prophecies. All of us were dealing with different levels of suns and moons on the planet. And we were extremely knowledgeable on the level of astrology, on the level of astronomy, extremely knowledgeable, extremely high levels of cosmic intelligence. And now we must return to this type of system that we linked into. But the Aztec calendar, which mankind does not want to mention or talk about, is the reason why all this mess is going on with COVID and vaccines and the presidential elections and, you know, all these things that's going on, and the 5G frequencies that they have emitted in the atmosphere. So all our people who have this low-level type of mentality and they haven't awakened within themselves, the 5G system is feeding them, and they're doing things that the artificial intelligence system wants them to do. And this is what the sixth sun is all about: the global awakening of the original people, which means that we have to show them the true power. If you remember the movie Ants, you had very few grasshoppers who thought that they made the ants think that they had control. And what did they say? They said, we can't let them know that they are more than us, because if we let them know, then they will overpower us. And this is what we have to realize, my people. We outnumber them. Seriously, we outnumber all of them, like 100 to 1. Literally, that's the ratio, like 100 to 1. Like the guy said on the show, he said, you got one sheepdog and you got 100 sheep. And that sheepdog looks like he has control, but he says, if the sheep were to just turn around and run towards the dog with no fear, because that dog has that that control fear over that 100 sheep. That 100 sheep will trample over the dog and kill the dog, because they don't realize that they have the power. And this is when we're coming into the sixth sun, my people, to for you to understand, overstand, understand that you have the power. You have the power. You have the control. It's just that you have to awaken yourself. You've got to be the one to change your frequencies and your vibrations through your thought patterns, through everything else. You cannot allow mankind, and I say this all the time, you cannot allow mankind to choose your level of fate. It's not his position to say this happens or that happens. It's not his position to do that. It is your position to take charge of your own soul, your spirit, your life, your surroundings, your family, your friends, even those that you don't know around you. Like I told a brother and sister earlier, I said, you know, I can be among the thuggish of the thuggish of the thugs. I can be around motherfuckers are straight up gun-toting, cutthroat, no good motherfuckers. I mean, they'll flip on you in a second. But because I am linked directly into nature, they have no other choice but to respect me. And therefore, if they hang with me long enough, they will want to be who I am. Because they will recognize the power. And this is what the sixth sign is all about. Raising the frequencies and the vibrations of the original people, taking us to a whole nother level of power and energy. This is what judgment is all about. We talked about that. You know, we talked about judgment. How judgment is most so about the people, the original people who don't want to awaken, and the energy from the sun awakening them by force. Because we all are supposed to be rising. Not supposed to be some of us here, some of us there. We all are supposed to be here, rising. So this is where we're at now. We're at the point of the sixth sun, which the sixth sun goes in effect after the eclipse tonight. Okay? We're going to go into the moon phase because it happens simultaneously. You have a sixth sun, but you also have a sixth moon. Right? Where you have a lunar eclipse to activate the sixth sun, and then you have a solar eclipse to activate the sixth moon. The sun and the moon works together as one body. Anybody out there telling you that the moon is a holographic image or whatever, they lie. I want you to go out there in front of that moon, and I want you to take your hands and link them directly to the moon, and you're going to feel that pulsating energy. And I can tell you right there, every one of these motherfuckers, brothers and sisters who out there spreading this stupid-ass lie, I'm not saying no names. I know all of them. You be the judge of their words, because the moon is not a holographic image. Everything out there is real. Coming into a sixth sun and a sixth moon, and we're coming into some true power, my people. This is why we're going to be getting into I've already got the script made up for the building of the portals. I'm going to be very soon doing a message on how to build these portals using wood. Alright? We're talking about an awakening energy that's designed to take us into a new level of power and a new level of mindset. As our sun and our moon and all the planets around us grow, we're supposed to grow. It's kind of strange that Venus is under the transit of the sun. It's in transit of the sun while I was in Gemini, in the Gemini astrological energy, and Venus is in retrograde. You see what's going on, my people? We've got to dive deep into our souls to change ourselves. Okay? The revealing of the artificial beings through higher planetary frequencies.
69 kilometers southeast of Joe Bunn.
Is
light magnitude 4.5
important
29 minutes ago.
Because you will see who they truly are. All these earthquakes that's happening right now is not happening haphazardly. This is because higher frequencies are coming to the planet. We talked about that before. We got cosmic intelligence coming into the planet, and mankind can't stop that. He might be able to stop the way you think and stop the way you act. He may be able to place a barrier so that you will not be able to comprehend certain things, but the barrier is being broken, and you must link into those higher frequencies and higher vibrations, but you don't keep them for yourself. You pass them on to other brothers and sisters. That's the key point. In order for you to grow, you must share. That's the only way that you're going to grow. And if you gain knowledge from a brother or sister, give credit where credit is due. Don't take this knowledge for yourself. Because when I get through posting the posting of this message, I'm also going to put in the link and the bottom and the information part of this video of where I got the information from. Give credit where credit is due. You don't take something for yourself and act like you learned it for yourself when you don't have knowledge at all. You're learning from a master, but the master learns from everyone else also. That's how it runs. So we're looking at some very powerful energies, frequencies, and vibrations that will be entering the planet. And we must prepare ourselves to move into a higher dimensional realms within ourselves and within the planet. The sixth sun represents 666, six protons, six neutrons, six electrons, which is representation of the original people. All right? This is an ether sun. Alright, this is not just an ordinary sun, which means that our sun, when he awakened himself, he's at a point of evolution, which means that he won't go back to sleep because he's going to continue to evolve into a higher functioning celestial being or celestial body, which means that it's going to be sending some crazy energies to all the planets. The only reason why these orc beings, Archons, Chitauris, you know, whoever they be, focus on the planets because they're here. And they know that these frequencies and these vibrations will reveal their true selves. And if you look at them every day, you start to notice something different about them each time you look at them. No matter how much they try to control the climate of the planet, they cannot control the frequencies and vibrations. The climate has nothing to do with the frequencies and vibrations. This just means they use some artificial type of energies and some artificial clouds and artificial frequencies on a low level to try to control the energy, because when you begin to get into evolution, you begin to get into heat, right? In order for a metal to be molded into something different, it takes a lot of heat, and then that metal become molten liquid, and then you take that molten liquid and you then pour it into another vessel where you give that metal a new shape. And this is what's happening here, because we are fully metallic beings. We're crystals, metals, minerals. Mostly we're equal in part, but we're fully metallic beings, as we are as the original people. In the same way with crystals, if you need to change the shape and image of a crystal, you heat that crystal up and it becomes molten, a molten crystallized substance, and then you pour it in another vessel and change the shape of that crystal. Same thing with the minerals. Alright? So what we're dealing with here is our sun awakening and sending extremely high frequencies and vibrations to the planet, which equates to heat, judgment, change, all right, evolution. And this is where we're at now. This is why they have gone through so many measures of this fake virus, fake vaccine, all this stuff here that they've taken place to try to stop massive awakening of the people, because they know about the sixth sun, which is under the Aztec. The Aztec deals with Venus. The Mayans deal with Saturn. So each of the major tribes dealt with a different planet. And there are countless planets, which is countless tribes. We all dealt with different planets. But like I said, the Mayans dealt with Saturn. The Aztec dealt with Venus. So Venus is in the transit of the sun under the rule of Gemini. Now Venus right now is also in retrograde for like the remainder. It's in retrograde all the way to around the middle of June. That's how long Venus is going to be in retrograde. So we're looking at some powerful energies, my people. I just want to share that with you. We're looking at the sixth sun under the Aztec calendar, beginning May 26th, which is today, and everything goes into effect, full effect, after the lunar eclipse, which is tonight, which is supposed to be in the southern skies, which should be Australia area, all right? And then the sixth moon energy goes into effect after June 10th, after the solar eclipse. And this is when the frequencies and the vibrations are going to get even higher. Okay? So, the moon also is under the power of Venus, which is in the transit of the sun, which is in Gemini. So, everything is happening under the Gemini astrological sign, or the astrological energy. All right. So I pass this message on to you guys. Hope you be able to understand all of this. A lot of information to share. We're going to get into the Venus, the information on the Venus transit, so that we can have a greater understanding of what's going on. The sixth sun gives the promises of a new earth and higher global consciousness. We're talking about a new heaven, a new earth, a new everything. All right, guys. Pass this message on to you. And as usual, all power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever. In order for you to evolve, there must be chaos. Must be chaos here, 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 and all around you. All right?
Many people.
Much power to you all.
Many people don't like Gemini's role. They don't understand. They don't understand Gemini's role. But let me tell you something. Gemini plays a huge role in the shift, whether we like it or not. You know, if many people try to do things in secret in the back end to get us to shut up, not realizing, you know, how we really fuck up in this spiritual walk, how we really fuck up, and this has been going on for over hundreds of years, the shit that we do in secret to try to teach another person a lesson, trying to interfere with their journey, that part. That shit that we do in our backyards when we think no one is looking, not realizing that many people have eyes in every realm. So the shit that many people got away with, even myself, calling myself out, the shit that we think we get away with comes to bite us like a thief in the night when we least expect it. A message to the wise. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Spiritual Soul Sunday. I'm your host, Harun, as you guys know. I'm with Eternal. I hope you guys can hear me. This is Shu Intefna, guys. This is Egyptian goddess Shu Intefna. I want to kind of get all of the Egyptian goddesses out because more focal in 2023. I want to go beyond Egypt. You know, I want to go beyond this Egypt simulator, however we break it down. How, you know, history, is it a lie, is it the truth, however. For me personally, I am surpassing the Egypt simulation, and I am wanting to go deeper, all right? You guys can join me, or we can stay playing ringing around the rosy. Well, no. Y'all can stay playing ringing around the rosy. I'm not, all right? So just note that going forward here at EAR, we're going to be talking less of being black and talking more about how we are carbonated beings. We're not going to dance this dance too much longer, all right? I respect the Egyptian gods and goddesses and what they stood for and the history, you know, all that. I get it. I respect it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But we're going to move on, all right? All right, guys, Shu and Tefna, we have two clips. They're really short, guys. They're like, this won't be no more than 10 minutes. So let's go ahead and break down Shu and Tefna. And, yeah, let's see, because I lost my Egyptian deck. I was thinking the other day, where the fuck is my deck? Anyway, that deck disappeared because it was too advanced for me. I wasn't ready. That's why. So these cards were in my deck, and I did not know how to explain it to people. I was shooting off the hip, didn't know what the fuck I was talking about, but I was still doing my session. So this is a good one for me because I always wanted to know what these two meant. All right.
Chiefs have held up the heavens. Sure to. For the Egyptians took on this persona, and this god's portrayal shows the transition of the assembly of the planet gods to the winged disc above the squatterman, and in this case, it's Shu who is the squatterman. Shu, in the Egyptian religion, is the god of the earth and supporter of the sky, created by Atum, by his own power, by Atum's own power. Shu and his sister companion, Tefnut, goddess of moisture. And these two were the first couple of the group of nine gods called the Ennead of Heliopolis. And from this union were born Jeb, the earth god, and Nut, the goddess of the sky. Jeb, or Deb, as some might say, is on the earth. Shoo, the Squatterman instability is shown in these reliefs as clearly being a figure whom separates the earthling Jeb from the sky goddess Newt, whom is often seen adorned with style. And this suggests that the sky goddess is actually in space, and Shun is clearly between the earth and space in these representations. Shun was portrayed in human form, the first figure, and was often represented separating Jeb and Newt, supporting with uplifted arms the body of Newt, which arched above him. And in some of the Middle Kingdom texts, it's Shu who is given the status of primeval creator god, and later he was frequently termed the son of Ra, the sun god. Ra, in the golden era, was the unmoved sun, the glorious almighty light that shone always. Shu became the son of the sun god when the sun literally grew a Taurus field after a cataclysmic occurrence on one of the solar system planets. And the manifestation of the ancient sun giving birth to a sun is a plasmatic instability as viewed by the earthlings. Shu translates as he who rises up, a literal explanation, the rising figure before their eyes, the sun nonetheless, of the god whom once shone over the whole land, and now the son of the great Farer god stands between the earth and the heavens, holding it up, as far as the Egyptians could tell, a Taurus field instability. Shu is described as the dry atmosphere between the earth and the sky, separating the two realms after the event of the first occasion. And in the petroglyph record, these characteristics are unmistakable as the Squatterman, the first man, the son of God, son of the sun, the son of the previous wave of existence who shone over the whole world that they once knew. And to the Greeks, this was Atlas. It's a phase in the manifestation over a very long period of time. As the manifestation changes, they change their perception of this god. The earthlings, therefore, have many gods that they can identify with the discrete phases of the Squatterman manifestation. But what do you guys think about this anyway? Comments below, and thank you for watching.
I should pay $162 every month for my car insurance. Now, check out how much I'm paying.
$28. Nick, cool, non-separate. Tech moved to take on the role of the Eye of Ra. Her brother, Shu, was the right Eye of Ra, representing the aspect of the sun, and Tech was the left Eye, representing the moon. After their birth, assumed is to have said, thus from being one god, I am three. Tefnut and Shu were also worshipped as a pair of lions at Heliopolis in the Nile Delta. Their primary sanctuary was at Heliopolis. Tefnut, the lion-headed god of the water, became the goddess of the underworld and presided as two of the 42 judges in the ceremony of justification in the Hall of Two Truths. She is often depicted on the coffins of the deceased, pouring drinking water from a pitcher to help sustain souls as they make their journey through the underworld. During the Middle Kingdom, Tefnut became connected with Ma'at, and as such, this goddess is sometimes seen assisting Shu in his task of holding Mut above Geb, keeping the two passionate lovers apart. But she was never as popular as her daughter Nut, or her granddaughters Neftin or Aset. The Kimites knew that without her, Kemet would again descend into chaos. It is no wonder that she is equated with Ma'at.
So this is one big family. So what I'm hearing is these Egyptian gods, I'm sorry, you guys. There is like, you know, they say that there is like one family or probably a multitude of many different families and bloodline that really truly is ruling this world. So this could be it, a part of that. You know what I'm saying? And we know that the faces that they put in front of us, like Queen Elizabeth and all that, we know damn well, yeah, guys, when are we going to start telling the real truth? This is a collective. When are we going to start telling the real truth, y'all? You know, like, I mean, I guess it may be safe now. You know, maybe now is a good time. You know, it may be safe. But this is why I appreciate people in the Black Conscious Cult, you know, because what community? you know, excuse me, what community? What uniting? What do you mean? You know, my understanding and overstanding is why things occur the way that they occur. You know, there's no judgment. We all have to do what we got to do to survive. We all got to, you know, do what we got to do to get by. We all got to do what we got to do sometimes to stay alive. You know, whatever that is, you know, I get it. So anyway, I'm gonna give Eternal the mic, you guys, because I'm kind of in a lax mode or whatever. And this is a subject I really don't know much about, so I'm a student here. So Eternal, I think your mic is not unmuted yet.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Oh, my God. All right, royalty, royalty, royalty. All right, so today's focal is Shu and Tefnut. These are Egyptian gods. We're going to listen why he's trying to break down what these two deities mean. Yesterday we did Neb and Jeb. Go back and listen to that. I may not resonate with them because I keep butchering it. Ned and Jeb, I think that's it. So anyway, that was yesterday, but this is Shu and Tefnut. But from what I just gathered is that this is like one bloodline connection that maybe, you know, was in charge of running the world at this time, at that time. But here's the catch. Did they really die? Or did the energy just transfer to Hollywood? Or did it just transfer to whatever? You know what I'm saying? Because the people that you see in Hollywood, they are indeed advanced people. But anyway, turn to royalty, royalty. Royalty, you turn to, your mic is unmuted.
Greetings, bro. How you feeling?
Greetings. I'm feeling great, but there is a word I was using. There was a word that I was looking for, but I don't know how to pronounce it. But it's kind of like when you're kind of like in a quizzed type state, you know, like you're in an observing quiz, you know, type puzzle type mentality, like the Riddler. You know, I'm in the Riddler state right now, but, you know, I'm just.
Gotcha.
This podcast, you know what I mean? So I'm not sure why, but I'll find out.
Well, it was a lot that we were explaining earlier about Strange and all these basically the guys Clash of the Titans where you get Ben and Robin and how we don't see it in the storyline that and don't really like Robin much because they're young or on the vision compared to the young part could be a threat. And so a lot of movies depict that story, but as the threat, the young, you know, the young generation. And they keep doing society, keep showing them that we're going to overthrow the older society. And that's not how it usually goes.
You're breaking up.
Distortment. That's
You're breaking up, and this is important. I know you're on a Wi-Fi connection, but if you can run that last piece back.
Yeah, no, I said, let me get off.
Okay. A little better. Go ahead. We're going to run it. Yeah, just a little better. Go ahead.
Okay, so.
The last piece.
The actual story that we get of the Titans and the Clash of the Titans is basically saying that we're overthrowing the father or not the king. What they want us to do is what we call the Freud, what we call the Oedipus. Oedipus is Oedipus, something in that. It's just E-E-D-I-O-U-S. But this meaning represents like an overtaking, and you want to replace people. You want to replace your mother, you want to replace your father, or your mother being your woman, and your father, you killed your father to be the next in line. Went down to kingdom, and when it came down to kingdom, it was called Per-Ra, and Per-Ra is like each of gets a Ra in Ra going through Per vessel. So it's a Per son. Every one of us are a Per, right? So what we learned about was Christianity. Right, we didn't learn about this Jesus, and that's why I was like throwing that there for you, let you know about. Basically, they had a friend, and they called Adam, but they had the episode Adam through Nut and Gel. But how did they do that? Was through Shu and Tefnut. So these we are levels to ourselves. And so now the Nut and Jeb, we've been Jeb represents the Jeb. So we've Jeb.
They're offspring. Okay.
Right. And so now we're getting the child version, even though they made it sound like these are adults. And that's why a lot of us run around right now. Acting like we're more adults than the actual parent. And we're having issues now. And so some of us don't have mannerisms.
Yeah.
Some of us don't have clumsiness. Some of us don't have our attitude and the right adjustment. So this is where, just like the Olmec had the priesthood head. That was like the one God. But it was like the one God head, not just one God. It was a God head. So when you see Kemet, you see Kemet's direction went to the feather of Ma'at. And you see the difference is there's no Ma'at feather over here. So we're looking at what's separated. And while we're looking at what's separated, we're not putting what's together already. And that was to become the Ra. The Ra represents Atum or Atone, Ra energy. So when we attune ourselves, when we sat down and meditated, that was like in a temple to yourself. And see, a temple is with a T, but it's also imple. Imp represents like a devil. So you're going to feel the lowest vibration. Like, I don't know about you, but when I wake up, I be feeling really negative. And so I have to create my positive, optimistic before I even go out and talk to anybody. And I don't know about anybody else. Yeah, some of us, when we wake up as a whole, some of us are just demanding. They don't speak to you, they don't say, how you doing, you're great, you know, so they don't give you no problem,
yeah.
And they'll do you like a robot or a business. And this is where we get the idea of how the adult has been kicked in to the children, and the children now becoming adults. And when it becomes that's the mannerism I'm talking about, that's the adulthood, that's the non-ma'at that a lot of us like. I seen a brother just yesterday, he was really sad in the
that
face.
That makes sense.
He's a strong brother. I see the strong posture in him. He got a car that, you know, as we could say in the Iron Man world, that's his self. You know what I mean? Because when we buy stuff, we buy the intent of being ourself. And so you'll buy things like what we call it for comfort. And so we'll create this bridge that's through the air. And the air basically is your balance. And so in order for you to have balance, though, it's on the earth. So you got to do something physical. That's your fire. These elements became the adults and children. And now the children and adults is man and woman, but as far as principles, before it even became a gender. So now it's like, how do I work hard and not get my reward back? So we're looking at it in a justifiable way. And the justifiable way
out.
Would be blind.
Mm-hmm.
I went out. Third?
You went out the reward and then it cut out, but you're back.
Oh, okay. So it went out in a justifiable way, but it was blind. But we couldn't see how blind it was. So this is where we get Haru. Haru represents the blind justice now coming into, you know, another section. And we haven't even got to Haru because we got to learn about how did everything begin. So we're talking about the elements. You're facing fire, right? And fire is basically off Tefnut. Tefnut being the older of the being, but it's also, fire represents off of fire and the water mixture, which made it a dryness, but it didn't make it moist yet until the air hit it. And that's coming from Tefnut. Tefnut is the tough air, but at the same time, it's the moisture. So it could be so misty that you get wet, and that's Nut. Nut becomes the water essence, the soul towards what you was getting from Tefnut, because you had to get it in sprinkles. You had to, like, first figure out what it was that you know, you got to be familiar with. But it's the moisture that comes off the water that makes you wet, not because there's water on you. Water could still be dry. So as soon as the water hits you, you could dry right back up. You're like, whoa, that wasn't good at all. So now you got to see how the earth, the what we known as Geb, like the underworld connection to what we see life gives us once you see it in the dark. How does it have an arch? How does it connect back to Nut? And so this was Nut and Geb touching each other. And as they said, Shu had to get in between it and push him apart. But by the time they push him apart, from Atum Re, you get now a connection of birth, which is Haru. And that's why Tefnut had to come in and be like the next final piece and give the crowning towards the child coming out. And now you have birth. And so there's the five, the four becoming five. So it's like everything basically primordial is off of these Enons that they're living in galaxies and the cosmos. And this is the clash of the titans that we keep seeing, to where if we're not nurturing, if we're not looking at nature, we're still doing unnatural, now even more robotic ways. Like this bird right now is getting closer to me. I'm not doing anything but talking. You know, but it's like I've already fed the birds yesterday. So it's like a way of you already gave homage. And there's like the red cardinal right now near the fence where I fed it at. So I've been putting places of your own, what we call that shadow we were talking about before. You're putting shadows in places. But your shadows don't have to be necessarily dark, as most people say. That's why they came up with glyphs. That's why they came up with, you know, the feather of my eye, to be a reminder to balance yourself when you might have forgotten. And if you're walking the path, at times you might not have noticed there's a feather on the ground. That's still giving you the idea of the ancestors that are talking to you still from the other realm. And because we're unaware of it, so unattached, we done put the mask on, we talk about COVID, you know, all these things, the separation from nature, that now we live unnatural to nature. And so we don't give homage towards nature when we should be. That's why we became foreigners. This is what makes the earth die, like they say, dying. It's not dying. Earth lives. Earth created you to live. So you on Geb right now. And it's up to Nut to give you this water over your head. And then from Shu and Tefnut, how does it work to where it's so dry that you're like, oh, man, I need something to drink, that you still got to have Nut. And you still got to create to your Tefnut, you know, the air, the moisture. You're going to end up seeing that even if it was a actual being, it would have to be a principle. It wasn't a being. And so this is why a lot of us got confused, and you find out that Aset is Nut, is Tefnut. You know, all the feminine, whatever you're talking about, is all of them. It's like basically we had to give you the story so many times that you couldn't fail to remember what it was, because it's always there. You know what I mean? And so they give you separation of Asar and Aset, and how they cut the pieces up, and how everything was separated, and for her to connect back to her man, which was basically her twin, how she connect back to the hemisphere of the brain. And so just like what I was saying earlier about the first sun of death, like we're going to go into August right now, right? Tomorrow will be August. Yet, at the same time, this is like saying Augustus, and we wouldn't know it. This is also saying like the first Adam that someone else created in the storyline. And we'll be like, oh, let's celebrate on the first. And why are we doing that? I don't know. Or everybody make sure you pay the rent on the first. And be like, I don't know. But you're actually celebrating something else that's not yours. So now if you are throwing the bills out there, throw the bills if you have to. However, come up with your own ceremonial so that you won't feel like now that you gave your energy off, you feel exhausted. And now you feel like, I don't want to work now because I just gave up, you know what I mean, a little bit of myself. And now I even feel like it ain't worth working. I've noticed people when they actually, you do them a favor, they like more that you did them a favor than return it. You ever notice that?
The last part. I'm sorry. Repeat the last part.
That they will rather you do them a favor than to return the favor.
Yeah.
That'd be the weirdest thing.
On
a huge
scale.
You know, I don't need to tell you I just did that because you know I just. You gonna not return the favor? Oh, wow. And so you find
you
out
know,
that
I
a
always
lot of us
say,
are. But.
I was just gonna say how I combat myself in that because I've been having to check myself a lot this year. I've been having to check myself and what it is how I treat others, you know, how others may feel for some of the shit things that I do. And I always remember how I check myself in that is we give love because that's who we are, not because we are seeking something in return. And it's on a subconscious level that we have to retrain ourselves, you know, so.
And that's to let you know better also because you got to know better what you're doing because it's not. You're going to give a poor man stuff that caused him to be poor in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because now all you're doing is fulfilling a hole that's going to be completely empty. And the more you feed it, it's just emptier. And now
what we call subtlety is
subtle. And now you find out that people are like that. You have to not put so much value into that because they put value into themselves. And that's the like the issue that a lot of us going to run into. These are the validities that we're seeking for the deities. How do you ma'at yourself? How do you balance yourself? And that's what ma'ati does. It's through mathematics. It's through whatever you're doing. Are you consuming too much? Are you giving out too much? You know, and if it is for your purpose of giving, yes, you got to figure out how to give, yet not to give so much that you feel that, you know, you ain't got nothing else to give now.
Yeah,
that's
we heard
like a thoughtful preserve, right? Preserve yourself, not to hurt yourself. You know what hurt feels like. Remind yourself not to feel that hurt again. You know, not remind yourself to go into doubt though, because like I said before, a sister said, "I didn't stretch anymore because I got touched," and I was like, "Wow!" Because you got touched in the early age. This was like around 4, and I said, "Whoa, you got touched way before me." I don't know how to, you know, respond to that. And I basically felt like crying in front of her. I had to hold my tears back because of all of the things she basically, her mother tormented her in. It was just to keep her delayed in time, like not go to her shows on purpose because, and then tell her not to, you're not doing a show in school and stuff like that. So the support, when we look for support, that's like the hardest thing to come by. And because it's the hardest thing to come by, you got to look at it as it's going to get easier to not look for that because you're going to find support in everything. That's like, so even for myself right now, I'm coming into this now new discovery of that I'm, the way I walk through a door is not the way I'm going to come out of it.
Good one.
And it'll help me realize that whenever someone is like saying, hey, I could take you over here. And then once they take you over here, you with them. And then they say, I can't get you back. And you're like, oh, shoot. You got to go into this preparation to be like, okay, I got to, even if I my plans change, I got to know how to change with my plans. That way it won't be you're stuck. Because when you get stuck, you go with that. And now that's the real nook, that you're going in a deeper water of learning how to value what's in there that's still there, that's surfing, that's still surfable. Like when you think of water, water comes down like how it is right now. I don't know how it is over there, but it's basically like foggy and wet over here. And it already rained earlier, so it was like an actual, let everybody calm down. Everybody's going through too much stuff, you know. And then there's people that they don't know how. And that's like I was saying, like the brother, he came in, he was sad. And I was saying the difference from the sister, she kind of finally jumped into stretching. And now I see her body more better. She's more happier. She's not grumpy as much. And this brother, he looked like he worked out. However, I see a lot of sadness in his face. And even when I gave him high raise, and, you know, when we give high raise to each other, we, you know, this is when we say, you know, greetings, stuff like that. So when I gave him high raise, he walked up and he was like, you know, he was like, peace, brother, and, you know, peace, brother, you know, whatever he was, he brought up, I could still feel his energy never changed. So when we walked in the room, it was okay, because I embrace everybody's energy. I'm not going to judge you from that. I'm going to embrace your energy, whatever you're at. And so I'm going to meet you there, and I'm going to see if at least we can amp it up before you walk away from me. So while he was in there talking to me and things of that nature, the body posture was still kind of off. He was not looking in my direction. So I was like, it's cool. I just let him be comfortable first, because I'd rather him be comfortable versus I'm looking at him to see if he's going to give me eye contact. My father used to do that. And I realized that was how he was trying to be stern on me and make me, you know, it was just a lot, you know what I mean? And so when I see this done to people and they want that kind of attention, it goes right to that, you know what I mean? A lot of us go through those, whatever that is, that we got to find our nurture self, our nook self, and the Geb self. Because Geb represents what death is in front of a lot of us. So Geb, Sebek, they're all in that same virtue of life and death. So Nut represents basically life, while Geb represents death. And so learning the life
like
and death.
In Haru.
That's why I was there. It was there to show us feminine, masculine, and then masculine, but masculine, having a feminine entity, energy, in which that represented the divinity. How does one not become rough at all times? Because some of us got to actually have a soft edge to smooth out the rough edge. If not, we just got rough edge. That's all trash. But it's tea with raw.
That was, as you said, that will take you down faster than anything. Your own imbalanced, chaotic nature.
Come on now. And it's a bigger, stronger snowball effect. It's a snowball effect.
With this
you create that snowball effect. Yeah, you create 32 degrees
instant
change. That's why 31. Yeah. Whenever you see 31, whether it's in the movies or age you get, it's 31. Start focusing on the death thing. Because you don't want to say, I want to die, yet I want to see to make sure death is not something I overlook, is what I'm saying. Because we
that's
do it. We definitely fire. Yes.
That's the four, right? Absolutely. And the four is like, isn't the four representative of kind of evaluating your foundation, evaluating like your spiritual foundation?
There it is. And you're going back from Nook, Geb, Shu and Tefnut. You're going back to these spiritual cores, right? That relates to two times effect. That's why is it Shu? I think Shu represents the eighth god. So when you think about our deity aspect, when you look at how they're switched up, it goes into a reference of coming out itself again. So that's why the box is flat. But if it's a box, you can hear the word, it sounds like it's a box. And so it needs to be more of a cube. And when you think of a box versus a square, you're now coming out of the box. You just happen to be on the floor at the first time. Now you can see the top of the ceiling. And now this is geometric shaping and changing. So when we say, I'm finally at 31, there's going to be some epiphanies waking up to yourself as a new chamber, a new level to yourself. Some of us are not at these levels. And so when we feel our shadow is right next to the other person's shadow, we think we're on the same plane. No, there's certain things we're doing that happen to be the same, yet the plane is different. Because that's just like on the playing field. You might be a catcher, but I might be a third stop. You know what I mean? I might have to stop the one on third base versus you the catcher. I like my profession is more specific than just regular old catching. I'm not saying catching ain't bad either, because you know, you might have to go way in the back. You're good at catching that ball way up there, but at the same time, for me, I might not have good eyesight to catch it like that. So now it would be because of the perceptions that we all have is different, and we all gonna have that based on even what we called it earlier, trauma, drama, the things that we're, you know, wanting to awaken. Once we're aware of it, can now get rid of it and move on to the next thing. And that's the trash that Impu brings up, the bowler, the bowel. And so Geb also represents, just like all earth signs, basically like what earth does, but eat the material and then get rid of the material. So if you think about Capricorn is what Augustus rode on. He rode on the Capricorn sign. And so that's still basically letting us know that this is like the 10th house based on the fourth realm. In the fourth realm, I'm just talking about fire, earth, air, and rain. These four elements had to be there in order to be pillars, in order to be what we call the Jed. Because remember I said Geb is Jed. So we're saying Tekenu is basically pillars coming out the ground. And when we look at that, that's symbolically saying Asar, what we know as Osiris, when he was cut up in all these pieces, he was 13 pieces. 14th piece was missing. That was his phallus. And they made that the gold bar. So that's why the gold bar, solid gold, you know, the names that they threw out there was another re-indication to us that they reinvented the wheel. However, they didn't tell us we were in it. And so the wheel definitely talks about the phallus being a building and how the woman basically, as a principle, not just as a gender, is the earth, I mean the sky. And so we got the earth and the sky having intercourse in front of us, and we wouldn't know it. And so as the dew comes back at 1 a.m. or 12 sometimes, or even before that, it's because they're having their intercourse and we don't see it. So now when Tefnut hits the ground, it's all on the grass and it didn't even rain. And when we're laying down and we get into that la-la land, you're connected to Ra. And Ra happens to be in with Ray. Ray would be the goddess of the moon. And now you with the god of the sun. And that's how you connect to your person again. Because when you get back up, you're going to be feeling like, wow, that was what did I just dream of? That was some good stuff. And you'd be wanting to go back. And you wanting to figure out how you do that. That's what you call, in the movie, Dr. Strange, they said that was dream walking. You was basically dream walking in there. And you basically can tap into that energy so much that you keep a memory of it. And so when you wake up into this lane, you're like in a new realm that is really the third to going on to the fourth. Remember, there's Mercury. Let's start in the beginning. Mars, Mercury. You got the moon, you got the sun, you got the moon, and in between that is Earth. So you're going on three, going on four, without even the acknowledgement of saying this is how the planets are put around us. So when you're feeling energy, you get up, Aries, that's Mars. You connect it to your arms, that's going to be through Venus, but we're going to say the Earth. Right there is that connection. And Saturn energy. But Gemini is going to be the third connection, right? Because the earth of rams to the bull, that's ramification. So from Taurus, torso, Taurosphere, the Sagittarius line, So that's how we get like cyclic energy, but we got to learn it through the Gemini. That's the first air in order for us to connect to anything. So air would be like the example of how Shu brings in the air ability. And then Shu, as you said, like Shu fly don't bother me. You're going to swing your arm. You're going to wave your arm. So it's about how much we know about Shu, just like we put on our foot, right? It's called a Shu. So we use the word Shu in a lot of things. You know what I mean? So it's basically saying you have a way to turn on your energy. You just got to slow it down first. Recognize it as it is. Because remember, when you saw Adam's family, they did the two clicks, click, and they were talking about Adam. But they were talking about add a damn to it. So it was like a damnation, Frankenstein, Frankfurt, all the things that we think of from France. So French kiss and French fries and all these things that we want to do is like we basically put ourselves in a colonizational way without looking for an outcome in ourselves. And so that's why the deities were before them. Right? You can't do all this Frankenstein stuff and don't feel like Frankenstein comes from Germany. That's a German word. Frankenstein is the word. So that's why you got Bernstein, Bernstein Bears. So you want to change the double, what we call this double ganger, the doppelganger is these little minions going around and trying to re-switch things right quick in our face so that we wouldn't see that the past is being erased while we're in the present, though. You're present because you're a gift to learn everything you already lost. You didn't lose anything.
Isn't it a lie?
Basically saying. Right.
I mean,
that's what the lie is.
Isn't it a lie?
What caused us to be lost? Yeah,
okay.
What caused us to be lost? You feel like you're less of when you hear it, right? So it's a lie.
Yeah. I'm like,
you know what I mean?
No, don't even resonate with it, Eternal. A lot of us are waking up to the point to where we don't even resonate with none of that
shit
anymore.
It's okay. It's okay. That's better. It makes it a lot more easier to get past to the teaching part that we were missing. Because we said, oh, this is entertainment.
Yes.
Oh, this is information. And then it was like, whoa, you're looking
teaching.
At information as entertaining. Right.
Not agenda
right.
teaching. Not controlling narratives, you guys.
Don't have to. It's already fit in its own nature to
For
do
what
it's supposed to do. What do we know what an octopus
Why would
is
you
doing?
Want to?
The octopus does what it naturally does. Even look at the sea turtle. The sea turtle drops eggs and leaves it and goes back to the water. Leaves it. And we think about, you abandoned me. You left me. No, wait a minute now. You're talking about mama who left all her eggs on the shore. All she did was threw some dirt on it and bounced. It's up to them to survive. It's up to them to go to the water. It's up to them to not get eaten by another animal. So when we put like too much of what we were just saying, the narrative on one being, that's why it feels like you got to say gender. It's not about gender. It's about principles. It's always been about principles. And because we took that and fast-forward ourselves, this is how we got caught in the rapture. And it's called Benjamin Buttons, where we're now feeling too old and we now can't go back.
That movie. Mm.
Yeah. Like you were supposed to enjoy your life, but you didn't get to. Because you was doing all the other stuff. And you're like, whoa, I was supposed to be enjoying my life. And here I am having too much work versus life.
You're a master or a slave to it. You know, I hate to be cutting you off like that because you're making some valid points that I think are very important. And one of those is that I feel like a lot of people have that Benjamin Button effect. And then one day they kind of wake up, and I think that it turns into resentment.
Yes.
I think that's a lot of the rift between the generations, the resentment of that Benjamin Button effect, resentment.
Right.
How can he have a chance and opportunity to live his life, but, you know, I fuck mine up, point to of no return? That's where a lot of them. Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's to correct ourselves so that we see the core and the wreck of ourselves. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's why the building is to
Popping
be building
out.
Versus just, oh, I'm on a gathering.
No, we got an hour left. I just want to say we got an hour left.
Yeah,
but just to those who's listening, Joanne, I know that you're listening. You know, the top of the hour, we got like about 10 more minutes in the top of the hour, guys. It will cut off online. If you want to continue to listen, you do not have to press 1, but you can call 929-477-3423. And you guys, you can just sit and hold the phone. You do not have to press 1 so that I can see you in the caller queue. But this is very interesting because, you know, I feel that none of us are exempt, you know, as far as the growth that we possibly should do. What I have noted also is that a lot of people just don't feel like that they have enough time. A lot of people, you know, I remember one lady, she was like 70 years old, finally just lived. She walked across the stage. It's when I was going to Arizona University. You know, she, 70-year-old woman, you know, got her diploma, and she actually walked across the stage. It's not, you know, and I was trying to tell my mother for a long time, you know, I'm like, Mom, you know, it's not too late. Like, it's not, I don't care if you're 70 or even 80 years old. If there is something that you want to accomplish, you do not have to continue to harbor in sorrow subconsciously, because a lot of the
right.
generations before us, you know, were taught to sweep things under the rug. So they like, here we are expressing ourselves, you know, as younger
right.
generations, but a lot of them did not have the opportunity to do that. So, you know, like, who helps to heal the broken adult? I think that that's a conversation that is swept under the rug, but I think it's a conversation that deserves to be on the table.
And you're absolutely right, because you see, Queen of Fools, she broke a lot of it down. The wounded man, if you don't have a pencil, might as well write it down. The wounded man, the alpha man. Well, we're going to say the we're going to go through the man first, then we'll go on that one. Overly aggressive man. There's an overly aggressive man. So he got like a lot of agenda that he don't even realize. The broken man. He's been broken down since he even got started. If you look at Bill Cosby, he talked about, if you do a little clip, he was talking about the barbecue sauce. So you think about, he had a secret barbecue sauce, and he exposed himself. So we got to think about these patterns that we already put out of ourselves. He was basically saying the secret sauce was something that make you want to go have sex. So he already exposed himself. That's what I meant by the broken man. You feel out that men get broken down by drugs, things like that. They don't even know until they get old enough. He's like, wait a minute, dude, were you trying to break me down the whole time? And just like broken man, you got the broken woman as well. So when you think of the old, angry old man, that's the one that's on the couch. You don't want to deal with him because he's always talking negative, you know what I mean, bitter old man.
Gossip,
he just want to be left alone and lonely. But when you got...
Yep.
The angry alpha man, he going to be the one to do all the gossiping. At the same time, he ain't getting nothing sick. He's just talking negative.
The velvet
glove. And then,
glove.
Like, you got the sexually addictive. Yeah. And the sexually addictive man, he's going to be the one that hit anything. And he don't care. You know what I mean? And so that's why we got to be mindful. Is it sex that you want or sensuality that you want? See, I seen a brother. He was like, man, I get a lot of women. I get like over 50. I said, bro, what are you giving them, though? Because you getting them, but what you giving them? And he's like, man, I give them a good time. Man, come on, man. I think you need to look at Lucifer. I think it was like the second series. And they were talking about.
Let me tell you. Boy, I watched every
Lucifer
one of
deep,
them
bro.
Up to episode 5. It's a new season, though.
It's just crazy.
I'm saying that I'm going to start 6 real soon because I added it to my list just last night. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing on how they're showing you what if Lucifer was on the earth and how would he react? What would he be doing? He in the alcohol. He got a club.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He likes to drink whenever good, bad, anytime. So he's like, he's the Elegba all day up in the paint. I said, look at this character doing all this stuff. And then he's telling the truth, though. Yeah, and then he hits the Scorpio energy. He says, what do you desire? Well, he says, what do you desire? So desire represents Scorpio. So I'm like, yo, I ain't even look at his zodiac. Yeah, that's his monster.
Yeah, it makes
desire.
Sense,
or
that's just a bar.
Really? Exactly.
Yeah,
but see, now that's how you can see
the
opposition of the bull. The bull is right there opposite of Scorpio. That's why that would be in relation. And the bull is what been sacrificed for the longest, ever since we known it as a child. Ever since we saw Moses' concept of the conversation being he came down on the mountain and he saw them grazing the cattle. We didn't know what all that was about. But they were talking about the cattle. They were talking about the mother. They were talking about the father and the child. They were talking about all three, not one. They can't do a Pocahontas with one. They got to do all the Pocahontases, you know. So it was like if you got rid of one, you got rid of many of them. You didn't say many, though. And that's why we got Democrats and Republicans. We don't know the difference. And we say we want to vote. But we the voltage, not the vulture, the voltage. We the amped up energy. So now it's only a point of tapping into your temple, tapping in strong enough, focused enough. You know, when you sit there long enough, it could be outside, it could be inside, it could be in a dark room for 72 hours. If you do a 72-hour, you unstoppable. Now, people are not going to really know how to tolerate you, though. So that would be like when you come out, you got to still be mindful you're still in front of them. So that's when you find out you got superpowers, but you can't just, you know, show everybody you got superpowers. You're going to freak somebody out. So now it's the whole idea when you do have it, conserve it and preserve it. Don't let everybody, because even now you see it. People, when they're not an artist, they become a thief and a theb. That's where thebs come from. The thebs, the thieves, they were stealing because they didn't have no thought of their self of valid or validity. So they stole from the average or less than average because they felt like they didn't have average. So this is why we look at our ghettos being ghettos when they're not. It's the mentality that caused that and the ongoing of that mentality, you know. I had a sister just now. She was running up and down in the room. She was like, why is things happening to me like this? And then she said, oh, maybe it's because of the songs I'm singing. I said, well, change up the song. Make your own song. Come up with your own affirmation. Come up with your own mantras. I said, you a singer? She didn't think she was, but she's coming right out of the mother of a singer. See what I'm saying? We can't really do too much until the sirens get out there. And that's now I can talk about the women. Okay, love y'all women before I get started. y'all got a lot.
Cause you see
y'all got a lot
I mean.
That's going on right now. And because you
see,
you got comfortable sister.
Real quick.
I know, right? Because you thought the robot was going to help you, the robot is a robot. Now you know. So you better just come on back while you got time. You know, you still got time.
Yeah.
We still love you. Our arms are still open up to you. It's just that you keep stabbing, though, them arms will be closer and closer to closing up. And they ain't going to be hugging you. And when we're reminded that you're going to just give us pain every time we give something to you, we're not going to give you any love. Why? Because we've seen that from them.
That's
we've seen how you were with them for so long, and you willing to sit with them, talk with them, narrate with them, hold a child for them, have pills, you give them pills. Then you switch to the capsules. Now, I don't mind you giving them the pills. Keep the pills. You ain't got to switch capsules, though. Go on, do it the way
you were doing it back in the day.
Don't switch it up.
A lot of men can learn from.
Yeah. Yeah. This is our life lesson, and we see how you had to come back. And we were doing damage to you. Soon as you come back in the house, you lesser than us because we feel like you the one got the smaller bill of the money, but yet your money really more than mine. And then I know how you're working it in the schools and in the settings of the stores and how really this is your world. I can't do but so much. Look at the majority of women in cars. How many in there? Majority women or men? You know the difference.
It's more take a majority women.
Yeah. Because, and even for me, I'm working with copper. You think there's a lot of brothers buying copper from me? Come on. Let's just look
mm-mm.
at it. You think a lot of brothers don't want to buy copper? You listen to the word copper. It's like, wait a minute. Does it got anything to do with food?
Like, what is the substance of this, you know, especially coming from a man? But here's the thing about that, though.
Here we go. Come on. With the principles.
The men that do.
There you go.
Are phenomenal.
There you
it's
go.
Like the
there's the principles.
Work. Yeah. Yep.
That's it.
The best work.
You gotta have the agreement.
The copy making comes the best work. The best work comes from me. Now that I look at
and that's
it.
Where it's at. See, and now you
I'm
know that
you
the ancestors. Yeah, the ancestors are with you. You just gotta be with the ancestors. Some of us didn't realize
good.
That when we went to the digital world. You know what I mean? Don't forget why you're in the digital world. Still rock with that.
Still put your dials
on your phone.
I was going to say
still put crystals
that
near
this
everything.
This is probably how a lot of people lost their soul. It's not just Hollywood that loses their soul. Like this, like right here, you have a choice. You have a choice to keep on going against the grain just to thrive in a material world or not even really thrive in a material world because you're really locked in a routine, or you could do what you know is right for your soul and you can truly grow in a soul lesson. This is the brink
right.
to where I feel a lot of people have lost their way.
Well, and you said it earlier because when we went from cancer was the physical body. We getting ready to have a spiritual body, Mother Mary, wake up again. So it's all about the orange and the green versus the orange. Yep. And the orange and the green now being the red and the green. When you've seen the orange and the green, they're giving us the Irish and Patrick and all this, like, Peanuts with Charlie Brown. The one little sister liked her. I was like, oh, this show, that's this long time. So we never noticed that the woman's orange is the new black, always been there. Yet it's the red that became green. It's the red that became green. We're green people. We do the green thing. So if we eat more, go green. We're into now the Leo energy. Virgo now energy. The Leo now virgin. Reverse it. And this is how we reverse. We didn't eat that. We start fried foods, stuff that makes you worry and weary. And now you werewolf by the time it comes down to the dog. September. You know, a bark tree. But we also start barking at the moon. The idea of how can you out of tune with yourself before you tone up yourself? So I got to make you a cartoon versus you always animated. Ani is how you made it to this. And you know, mut is the transportation. So if you know you. You don't. It's not. I get the dog and everything, but you got to know how to come out that dog style mentality. Like women, majority.
Yeah.
If women are sailors, cussing people out and stuff like that, that's not woman. That's man energy. That's principles. I realize. Stop that lane she's doing, making it seem like a good thing. That's a domineering thing, and when you domineer the energy, everything. Feeling that attraction. That's the tone, what the brother was speaking on. When we know how to tone ourselves, we can amp it to a helpful way versus hurtful. Ever seen grandma pissed off? Had big mama pissed off? Well,
I'm sorry, Tony. I heard big mama pissed off. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm here.
Yeah, so you ever had big mama pissed off?
I really never knew. Well, you know what? Yeah.
Or
because
somebody
I was
else.
Gonna say that I never really knew mine, so I never really saw that.
Oh, okay. Well, you ever seen an older person getting mad, frustrated?
But hold on. I will say I have not experienced it in the physical, but I have experienced it in the spiritual. with mine.
Okay. Does that same,
so,
like, soul?
Yes. I've seen
character.
It too.
This is
so,
soul
yeah.
character. It's not just spirit. And now how you recognize it is because it doesn't change. It's always been there. So just like Nut, just like Geb, just like Tefnut and Shu, they are these energies that we feed because we're not just the body. We're also, as you just said, the spirit. So the spirit connect to the soul, and now the soul is on a solar level. Now, if you can get the collective, that would be great. Just like he said, don't look for it. You're not looking for it. However, it would be great to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus
yeah.
more, you weren't expecting it. Oh, that's really like, I had a Tom who he seen me get my stuff. I put my stuff on the patiently. He had all his stuff. He put it in the front. He started doing what he had to do, get it paid off and everything. I had probably like maybe 5 or 6 things. I put it there. And it went through the aisle, going through the little belt thing, the conveyor belt. And after it's charged up, he said, for his stuff. I go, okay, that's what's up. You won't expect it. However, you can expect it. And, you know, I said thank you. And I didn't go all overboard because that's not also what he should be expecting either. Saying? So it's a level to... You can be grateful. Just don't be all overly grateful and then, you know, want more. Or maybe I should get these chips right here. Maybe I should, since you're helping me out, you know what I mean? Because don't look at your blessing to be a curse if your blessing ain't one. It'd be bliss. Mm. We get stuff from people and they realize they still want more from you. You're like, oh, wait a minute now. When did you give out? Did you give out anything? Or you just take her. And that's where Haru comes in. Haru shows you I'm the underdog, and I'm the one that basically has to do this regardless of what you gave me. It'll probably be scraps, and I can make from lemon to lemonade. And you're like, how'd you do that? Well, it was off of what you didn't thank you in front of me. You might have delayed the thought, yet the thought still came out, no matter what. And that's where Het Haru comes from. When we come into the Het Haru, that's the stand. I can now be obedient to myself and know that I got self-pride. I ain't got to come out of the box and jump out and this hooligan or whatever you want for the people because we're not having the para. The para is sitting in yourself that you are in. So somebody's doing, if it's dark to you, that's enlightenment, darkness. And so when the person want to keep you there, it's because they want to see how you're going to react to it, the magnet. This squirrel is getting close. With me, all I'm doing is that's the man. So it's like you throw currency. This is like you perks out or energy, and you got to be mindful of that. Like you then, not just yang. That's why the one god became three gods, and that's how you're gonna use your deity. You're gonna be able to sit in it long enough, like the land, as what we call Geb. Think about all the underworld, whatever somebody doing to you. Now, to your work, the work will give you that first the drop, because you first, because that sit down. Going for your like, damn, give some recharge. As it's recharging, you're not at what people would look up. You'd be resting yourself a rest position. So you're firing you. Inspire energy, and that's the sperm motor, the sperm, sperm. That's enlightenment. Like you don't shoot out all the time. You're thinking about masturbation. You're thinking about bringing it into your head. You're thinking about going into the higher versus just the lower kingdom. Shoot out as a lower kingdom. You got a mid kingdom man. You got the Asgard, Midgard. Yeah, you got all of those gods too. So the same thing. You're all up. Your kundalini. And if people know more about the different energy versus calling it the demon, the snake. Snake is what's in between your legs. Well, if you get into a serpent, it'll always be just a snake to everybody. So that's why the levels of maturity have to focus. This is the real reason children were born. The mistake was getting a bottle of drink, have a child, and then that's what gives a child. And it went from toxicity to where the body parts were missing. And that's Obatala's not sober in life. And this is where Buddha comes in. This is where the state of saying, I got to do something completely different than what I've been seeing. Some people were doing coke for a long time. Then look at the effects of coke people. We got that. Heroin people, we got that. Even the cannabis. Some of us are extreme cannabis smokers. Don't know the principles behind it. When you're abusing it, that's how we abuse the future. That's what the deities don't work for us. Because they see you're abusive. So they say, okay, you're abusive, we'll give you the deity. Not the good deity, as you called it. We're going to give you the deity that you called it was bad. And not, they're not bad or good. They're balanced. And once you know how to balance, you have to be on the opposite of its extremes and feeling that hot, dry, moist, completely not knowing.
Hold on.
And then too wet or too fiery, no earthy.
Hold on.
Good.
You remember the song? You remember the Santa song? It doesn't go, it doesn't matter if you're bad or good, but be good for goodness sake. Remember that?
yeah. And when he was saying that, the obedience is what he's speaking on for good. When you think you stake yourself into anything, that's it.
I'm sorry, Eternal. I don't know if it's your phone or mine, but I can't hear you anymore.
Uh-oh. Let's see. Hold on, you guys. It may have hung him up. I hope you guys are enjoying the podcast, guys. We definitely appreciate you for tuning in. Yeah, he hung him up. So let me see if I could bring him in. Hold on. There we go.
We got caught into the colonized cells by saying that a person is saying semantics when they know about etymology. That etymology is good. We also need to know atomology. Atomology would be learning like what we're talking about now. Where does nut come from? Where does shoe come from? You hear sa and who, and that's masculine and feminine principles. You put a shoe on your foot, but the lettering is S-H-O-E, and you don't see it. So that's why we don't see those things. But some people are named Shantae, you know, or Shauna. It's still the sound. So when we use the sound, it's still connected. When somebody says shh, they're actually bringing it down to where it's dry and air. Then you're looking at them, you're like, man, who are you? But it's, again, another terminology to separate nut and gel, the actual life and death situations that we might not know. We might need a person that's like a mercenary step in between and be the shoer. So the one who's the footer, one who's the, like they say, the foot clan. That's where Shriners came with theirs, the Shriner with the foot clan. These were knights. They got on the horse. You know what I mean? So we got to look at mountain. Just like Geb represents the mountain, going up the mountain, going up the tree. When you open the door, that's a part of the mountain. When you got a dollar bill, that's a mountain. Why? Because it's all wood. Everything's still connected to the tree. You can't escape this because it's already there for you not to escape. That's just like saying a star is not the tree. Even though it's not gold, that's what you're saying? Well, it's a mound. We're all connected to the mound energy. Man doesn't mount woman, he's the mound for woman. That's why we kind of lost the energy. We don't even want to, you know what I mean? Then she wants to say, mount me. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's not what we always do. So now it's like, are we raping in intercourse now? Is that how it works? Or we really have an intercourse? And when we enter the course, it's a course of things, not just one thing, like not just this little toy that can numb you out, and then you don't know how to turn that off. Because there was a process behind it, even for water. You don't just eat food and don't drink anything. And if anything, you want to drink first before you eat the food. You're going to dehydrate anyway. So now, if you're going to dehydrate, at least be hydrated before you dehydrate. Does that make any sense?
It does. Yep.
So if you get up and you're hungry, what you going to do?
When you get up and you're hungry, you're going to... Well, you probably naturally want to eat. I was just going to... because good I cat. Would naturally... But a part of the discipline is not...
There
you know what I'm saying? Because the breakfast, is really not good for us.
Absolutely.
That's where I'm going with that.
And if you can't think straight,
I can't hear you. Gary Turner, I can't hear you.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, but yeah, the break fast. You know, the first thing I would want to do is eat, you know, go eat. But really, it's the pause. I really think about it, okay? It's, you know, I don't know. I hope that makes sense. But
yeah,
I've
you know it. That makes sense. That's the difference between. Nah, that's good. Pause is going to help us react differently versus always the same without knowing the reaction. Like, if I don't pause, I might not know how to. If the punch comes different, what if he's a left hander versus a right handed puncher? I'm going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got to be more in tune with who am I facing? And it's not always the enemy you're facing. You think you're facing the enemy. You're facing yourself.
Ooh.
Then you're facing the enemy. You got to pull yourself back out first. Go, oh, wait a minute. I did too much already. Let me look again. Let me see what happened. Oh, yeah, that's what happened. Okay, I ain't going to do that again. You know what I mean? So you're going to know that if you're in a lane and a person coming wibbly-wobbly in your lane, you're going to look at them a little bit. And then you say, if you don't put on signal light, I'm going to move to the next lane. Because I ain't, I'm not going to sit next to this character keep wibbly wobbly. So it's just your destination. We all got different destinies. And when you look at things differently, you can see now there's this next level that not all of us are on. I'm not saying because you're not, the people that are not on it, you isolating from them. What I'm saying is, they had to either catch up to you or you got to keep it moving. You can't just sit there and wait on them because you can wait and they still ain't going to want to catch up. Now you're like, oh, I put too much time here. And that's what we call value. You value yourself, you're going to value yourself in everything, not just one thing, not just part, not just partial. Like if you like a song you made, it's going to be all of that song, not just partial of the song. The whole song you're going to like. And somebody else is starting to like it, it'll be because you liked it first. That's the same way when I started with my first piece of copper. I had to value that first. And what we're speaking about is, all this is dealing with your breath, your chi. So if you know how to use your chi, put your chi in certain things, like that water. If you're getting ready to drink the water, put some chi in the water before you drink it. Yeah, that's the one thing they were missing before we said, hey, let's have sex. Wait a minute, let's channel the chi channel first.
Did you say chi or
key? Chi.
Chi.
Well, your chi is the key.
Break that down.
That's why they got.
That's why they got.
They got familiar names called Kai.
K-A-I.
Kai. The holy breath. If you know how to channel your breath, it's a methodology done in Reiki, which they call Reiki. Yet, it's the frequency changer. This is why grasshoppers, crickets, birds, you know, all the animals we don't think about has a very, very high frequency. And the only real reason why they get that close to you is because you're on that same frequency. But most of us freak out, and then we smack the bug and run away from it. But this is how you channel your chi. If you know how to channel your chi, it's just like how the birds come to you or, you know, whatever animal. Learning how to breathe in the environment. Like, get to a point where if you put the sister's hands or the brother's, whatever you connect to, together and you put your hands separated so you can get a breathing mechanism going on. And it has to be a pattern that both of y'all kind of basically are able to agree with. Not to where you breathing so hard that she don't get no breath in, but y'all breathing off on the same. Do you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, that's the same way with the chi. The chi and putting it on your water. Like, you just might just sit there and just focus on your water. Focus on good affirmational things for the water. And don't even have to say it out loud. You can say it in the head. That's why it's important for us to learn how to temple honor, not worship. When worship came out, worship, sacrifice, dishonor, you know, all these other names that we came up with when we didn't know what honor was in the first place. You honoring yourself. And if I can't honor myself, no one else is going to honor you. You got to remind yourself that until they start learning how to honor themselves. Then that's why they're honoring you. But if they're honoring you and they're just doing it when they don't honor themselves, that's fake. That's phonyism. That's when you're going to start seeing between the two. Because people don't know how to stay that genuine the whole time. It's about learning that, though. And that's why we got to be truthful. That's why Lucifer had to be himself. He had to be truthful, regardless of who he was in a position of Lucifer. He still had to be truthful. And he was saying, I might be, you think I'm bad.
You think I'm bad.
You ain't seen my father.
You ain't seen my father. Oh, yeah. but Lucifer is definitely a great... I mean, what we're talking about today, you guys... Right, because here's the thing, in these series and these TV shows and all of that, they always tell us, you know what I'm saying? So gotta kinda they always tell you. They always tell you because they have to tell you the truth. But here's the thing, you have to know how to decode.
That's right. Deprogram.
That's right.
Decode it and decode. That'll be the beginning to your codec. And we're good detectives like that. That's why they came up with the detective story, the Sherlock Holmes. Because even Sherlock Holmes, that's a fictitious being. However, it was about us and how intelligent we are. So melanin, the carbon, how you said earlier, Carbon 14 is a supercomputer, and it's built in the body that when it came throughout the ANK, the A-N-K-H, but they call it Asante Crux, is one of the realms that was put on Shu. And if you look at the pictures, they're always showing it to you. They got Shu in between Nut and Gale. And he's holding three unks. One on left arm, one on the right arm, and one near his neck. And when we think about the unk represents like a spoon. And so you open your mouth, and now your mouth is open. But the mouth is like an eye. So you see with your mouth, basically. This is where the spit and tefnut comes from. So when we're spitting fire, that's the dragon turned into a serpent. So this is where you get serpentine kundalini ability. So looking for the word like R and L will be like how you roll your tongue is a part of that viper, the king cobra. Because if you look at the story, they had Pharaoh, he had Moses. Moses had his rod, and he said, he gave it to Aaron, too. You got to be reminded. Aaron represents Aries. So Moses is actually the number two, the bull, and Aaron represents Aries, which is number one. So he gave the actual staff, the rod, to Aaron, and then he said, You know, have him change it up. Change it up for me. He ain't even do it himself. I said, oh, that's why I ain't pay attention to this. I had to watch this. Because when they, Tomahawks, when they do it, they want to make it so accurate that it's still false. But you can see the accuracy that's in it as well. So anyway, he throws it on the steps. That's Jacob's ladder. So he throws it on the steps. And in the midst of it, the snake, of course, changed into itself. And, I mean, from the rod to the snake, and then everybody jumped back and said, oh, what type of, you know, magic is this, and blah, blah, blah. And then the Pharaoh, which, of course, is a Tomahawk, he says, well, we got that kind of magic, too. So he brought his heirs out, or visors out, or advisors, and they throw two staffs out, and they both became snakes, or serpents, and king cobras, actually. So they both had the head, right? Moses, snake actually ate both of the two. So now you're seeing the three heads become one. And then he grabbed the snake and turned back to the actual staff and gave it back to Aaron. I said, hold on now. Why he give it back to Aaron then? So he basically showing us Aaron is Aries. Taurus is the bull. And that's where the two snakes is about, the bull, the two snakes. Because, you know, you got a left and a right, just like two lions. This is why this is also connected to Tefnut. Tefnut happens to be the lioness head. So the lioness head, what they usually have is a Uatchet. And this is why you also get the same story that we know of the Eye of Ra and the Eye of Uatchet, which the Eye of Uatchet is the snake's eye, which that's how you get Tefnut. And now for Tefnut, opposite of Tefnut would be Shu. So you're looking at Shu's eye as the actual left eye. Oh, no. Tefnut's left eye. Shu is the right eye. And then, Nut would be also Ra. So they're giving you the example of Ra as the eye, right eye, which is his connection to Nut. All of this is basically certain Enods, certain realms. When they had a certain time period, they said, this is our God. And then they said, whoa, all right, this one's our God. Okay, this one's our God. And so the time periods changed where the personalities were put in all of these same particular gods. That's just like saying Hercules is Superman and not know that, you know, Hercules could be Zeus's son, you know, and then even Zeus could be a smaller version of Hercules, just that, you know, went from one god to the next god to the next god. And so that's how we got comic books. This is why we look at comic books so much. It's the comedic conversation happening all over again. When you think about Hathor, Hathor represents horns on the head, but this also represents the solar of the moon. So we got the solar of the moon, and we got the sun, this on her head. As Hathor. So she's both sides, the good and the bad, as one would say, or night and day. So we say just be good for goodness sake. Good represents the daytime. While that's the day god, we need a night god. And so the night god would be the goddess. And so they made a day god and then changed the night god to being, I mean, night goddess to being a night god. Now, when I said night god, is K-N-I-G-H-T. If you look at Kung Fu Panda, they got a knight out there. She's a knight, but you could tell she looked like a sister. She got braided hair and everything. And you can see that even in Thor, they got the hair braided in there. They give you the same example of what I said to y'all a long time ago about Khonsu. Khonsu had one braided lock, and his rest of his hair was bald. And the same variation goes back to the Olmec head because, you know, you see the heads big, huge. However, they got a couple of them with braids on the back of their head. So they're actually showing you that's why they were priesthood heads and called council heads, and this is why we got counselors and, you know, people that's of a board that seems like that's where you go to. It was in Doctor Strange. The board that he had to go to was it was kind of ironic. They called themselves the Illuminati. And he's like, the who, the Woody? And then when he said who the Woody, I was like, he's saying wood. Oh, it's easy with these. They throw a joke in, but they're also throwing in a SAR energy, the wood. Wood could be as the chip could wood. You know, we get the nursery rhymes in it. We just don't know that they're talking about the story of a SAR. A SAR always been chopped up, put down like a wood or like a tree, like a stump, you know. So it's always been to the point of pay attention to how the phallus is being put in movies like Thor. They talk about it a lot with the hammer, the gat, the gauntlet, the windbreaker. When it's a weapon, it's usually about the phallus. When it's a gun, same thing. This is where Ogun energy is about. So not to go off subject, it's just the idea that Ogun represents Geb. That's why, you know, like I said, it could be the underworld. And you could see that one who's now the disciple, discipling between the two, got to not only be one of them, he got to be also the disciplinarian. So that's why Geb represented going high up and erected. But notice that the bottom is wide, while the top is at a peak. So there's not but so much that goes up there, right? So that also means if you had a mountain lion, just as you have a mountain goat, he'll go all the way up to the top, but not everybody can go up there. So this is how they said there's only a few chosen. No, many will come, but only a few are chosen. And then, of course, out of the few are chosen, there might be only one that gets there. So it's just the same thing. I'll take I'd rather take one learning apprentice versus 100 non-learners. Why, as one would think, put time into 100 of them if they're not going to learn it when this one's willing to learn it? So this is the same thing about us in our friendship, our companionship, our relationship with the business, everything that you're basically doing. You're looking for your feminine and your masculine complementary. And because we're not having that, the contracts and the soul contracts and the twin flame contract, all that is being broken down in front of you. This is the Olympus fall, while we're thinking of the twin towers and things like that. This is how we're seeing that the fake reality is falling apart, and now the real is being shown to you. Now it's up to you to make up whether you're going to do this or not. You know what I mean? And if you are, diligent. You know what I mean? That's what Ogun really represented. Diligent, not just rape. When people thought rape of Ogun, they made him the negative. When there's the other side of it, diligent. That's what the work was about. That's why, you know, the paths are being opened up for you right now. And you have to, like, you got to just stay responsible to that. You know what I mean? And not look for the other stuff, the negatives that's thrown at you, because there are going to be some negatives. Trust and believe that. I done got my little fair share. However, enough to sit to the side. Don't let it bother you like that. Switch it up. As soon as you feel it, switch it up. You know, if you feel down, go to somewhere where it's up. It's just like where the water coming down and the ground is wet all in that area. Go on up to the higher part. And don't go to the highest part, because that would be like, I ain't got to stay nowhere near this water. You might need the water every now and then, you know. So there's not a point where you separate yourself so much that you're completely out of tune with nature. And this is why we got to still be in our zones, our zones to help us. Z with the one. So if you know about what Z is, Z represents two sevens. And two sevens, even though it's a 26 as the last alphabet, the 26 represents eight. So that's why even for the brother, he was speaking of May 26, we came into a new awakening. And it's up to us to really still keep our mind focused on 26, just like July 8th was the day that, I think it was July 8th, that they put Thor out. So I'm an 8 baby. So anything on the 8, I'd be watching, I'm focused on, you know what I mean? So if it's 26, if it's 17, you know, I'm looking at numbers all day. So whether I'm looking at the calendar, you know what I mean, or just 8 in itself, or 16. When they pop up, I notice that we as a collective, we have something to channel on that's in your favor. And then it's also sometimes it's not in your favor. So that's how you're going to start focusing on discipline. You know, you're not going to always be able to eat that Twinkie you like every day. You know what I mean? Sometimes you might have to go without it. I know that's your favorite store. What they're doing right now is seeing what you're favored into and then how you react from it. And then if you're upset about it, they basically got you. And that's going to constantly be coming like that. So now I'm in control of how you, you know, face fear and react to things even. You know, us personally, we don't have to go straight direct, hit each other straight up back and forth, that punching and back and forth. And, you know, eventually somebody's going to get knocked out or some teeth going to come out. We know how to do it differently, you know, the mystic-wise way. And the mystic-wise way was sit down, going back to that forgiveness later on. I know you're mad. I get mad, too. And sometimes when I get mad, I throw it out there. Shum, 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 like a scarlet web type drink, just throwing all little fireballs all over the place. But then I calm back down. I might hit the drum or something, you know what I mean? Or meditate. I do a lot of meditation. A lot of it's over the water. Find your calm space. Find where there's a lot of nut and geb, the shoe and tefnut, in a different way to where you don't have to be the fire and you don't have to be the moisture, but just the calmness to make all of it happen, the centering, the see the inner self. And that's where Haru really sets his best ability at, in the part where you don't think it's going to happen. You know, I done seen rain come down to where the sun came back out, you know, and I see that right now. It's actually the sun is out partially. And it makes sense to how you are a test of your own time. Until you emit it, it ain't going to come out. It ain't going to show you, you know. A lot of us are going to have to wake up to some of that ugly truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been using EBT all our lives or whatever, and he's like, what, no more EBT? Yeah, wake up. Now, do something different. You're always stuck on that. Or your job, you know what I'm saying? Might be stuck at that job for the longest, and then, boom, job gone, what now? You know, or, you know, you took a degree and you found out that whole degree that you learned, we ain't doing that no more. That stuff right there got erased. Now what you gonna do, you know? And that's even for self. Like, I look at this field that I'm in, it's a livelihood that I'm in. It's a lifestyle that I'm in. So if I'm eating right, feeling right, talking right, being right, clean up what I think I can in the moment so that could be right, and then the time consumption. Because, you know, we all based on some kind of time consumption. And because we have 3 times 8, which is 24 hours, or the 3 plus the 8, and you only got 11 hours, it's going to make a difference on how you like the hours or you don't. You feel like you're a slave to it or you're not. You know what I mean? And the more you figure out how to make that an expedition to yourself, an adventure, versus about an advantage, you know. I get it about the apprentice, but the apprentice is going to be like how, people who use senior and junior, you know. My father said, don't have him with the name junior, because it's going to isolate me into his limitation and what is expected out of my father I had to become. You know, just like if you have what we looked at back, Black Panther. You're expecting another Black Panther to come out. Yet you know it ain't going to be the same as the Black Panther you just saw. So it's going to be devalued some kind of way. And now you're not going to have the same opinion as you thought you could have if it was the same brother coming out doing the same or a little bit different. The avenue of your adventure has to now become the shift versus you looking at this the shift. You know what I'm saying? That's like the spoon bending when really is you bending, not the spoon. You got to use that other side when you're looking at the wheel and you see that wheel spinning, that's you spinning. And now you see it in the reverse. You're like, oh, snap, how did I get that going? That's the one becoming two, right? And the two becoming three. You're a trinity. You always are able to see your shadow on the ground, on the wall, wherever the shadow at. And then there's the in-between, the invisible shadow that you don't see. So now that's how you work your three all the time. So you might think that you're not being looked at, no one's checking you, you ain't got to be checked. Okay, keep going that way. We got something for that too. That's the invisible shadow. And so it shows that how much homage do you really have? Are you really considerate about somebody's valued time? You know, because you go to New York, you got to value your time better. You can't just stop in the middle of the street and have nobody honk because they're going to be honking at you. And then you got to get used to someone stopping in the middle of the street. You got to get used to double parking, triple parking, like with Dr. Strange. He had to get used to a whole different street that had directions differently. And she was like, as a sister who's young, she was like, you can't just walk out on any street without looking and following directions. So even for us as our own self, we have a guidance of ourselves, but we also have a guide in our environment. And the environment is also guiding us too. We can't just say, oh, I'm overbearing, I'm going to just walk all over Earth and Earth going to like what I do. No, Earth is not going to like what you do. If you barbaric, they're going to teach what barbarians get. That's what nature's going. That's what the outcome is happening right now. The black hole, the tornadoes, the hurricanes, the earthquakes. You're living in a lifestyle that was not real. Now we got to wake you up because you thought that was real. So the reality is, how much can you shift? If not, you can't shift. You're shiftless. And they called that out. They say you're a shiftless person. That's not us, though. That's a statement that wants to be defined as us. Now, if you're willing to accept it, then that's why you're mad or frustrated when you hear that. That's not something that, you know what I mean, you should be looking at as part of what you're doing. You're not into that shiftless ability. Now, of course, if you are into the shiftless ability, that's what I mean by doing this now. Don't get caught into a rut. Start becoming a creative being. When Cancer's June to July came out, when June to July came out, they showed you hermit crab. And because we've been in a crab mentality, sitting there and crab forever, when we're into that, we got to also remember that the crab has to come out. So the crab has to start doing adventurous things versus just staying inside. That's first creating something inside. Like, a bird, creative ability. So drawing that, seeing what a bird does, allowing yourself to see within, as I said, Thundercats. They had a cat named Lionel. That's what we're going into now. Lionel spirit. And it was saying, what am I talking about? Thundercats. Oh, and then he was like basically saying, Lord of Omens. See, he didn't say Omens. He said, Lord is a Hindu concept, Inca concept. So Lord of Omen, give me sight beyond sight. Omen is Nemo backwards. But when I'm saying give me sight beyond sight, that means give me vision that I can't think of right now. So you're getting a vision. A lot of us get vision already. Now it's just up to us to work with it, you know. Get around the people that does ultra vision and see how that works within yourself. Now you want to give them credit, also self, way you're not taking away from who you are, and apply, always apply the next thing. Just, I mean, put somebody, use them up, and go to somebody else and use them. Apply. What I mean by apply is make it to the point of you can apply it out some kind of way. You might not have to give it to that brother that just showed it to you or the sister that showed it to you. However, you got to do some demonstration. You can't just hold that in. That's called hoarding. Got plenty of hoarding out there. And we don't want to be that. It's a terrible life on that side. I think I said enough anyway. That's good. You know what I mean? We up in there. Like I said, just finding your... Get your totems on.
Yes. Thank you, Eton. This has been great. This has been great. Another great one. Very educational for me, you know, listening. So, yeah, guys, thank you guys again for tuning in with us for another weekend of Enhancing Awareness Radio, another episode of Spiritual Soul Sunday. We definitely appreciate you guys for tuning in every weekend. Please join us every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. and everything within each other. You know, it's just good to reflect and good to just reflect, you know, the discipline. Like, we call upon balance, but do we really know what that is? And do we really know, or do we really understand, you know, forget understanding, do we even understand the sacrifices that it will take, you know what I'm saying, in order for us to truly balance our energy? You know what I'm saying? So thank you again, guys. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate you guys. Enjoying us every weekend, as you guys always know. And, till next time. All right, Eternal, you can go ahead and take us out. If you're still there, Eternal. You can go ahead and take, I don't know, if you probably hung up. I'm not sure. Eternal, I can't hear you if you're here. All right, guys. Well, please join us again in discipline, balance, and sacrifice. You know, those things that don't feel good and that we have to truly balance ourselves and sacrifice ourselves in order to grow. I wish I had this lunge drill song. Let me see what I got for y'all in the library. Hold on, you guys. You know, something that I have noted that what people are doing is that, you know, hugging a tree, you know what I'm saying? So if you guys have not, you know, went to go hug a tree, you know what I'm saying? Now's a good time, you know, to go hug a tree, you know what I'm saying? So the trees were on what we call a spell that was frozen. You know, they were kind of frozen into time. And, yes, frozen into time. And the trees were under what we call a time spell. So the trees are becoming alive again. You know what I'm saying? So your thoughts, guys, your thoughts is going to be very important. We're going to allow, you know, I always like the Elder Mina, the elder, you know, to take us out. So we're going to allow Brother Panic to take us out today. And it all begins and ends with your thoughts.
Right. What's funny about you were dealing with frequencies, it's almost like we all don't live in the same world. It's almost like we live on frequencies. Instead of saying we live in the same world, we all live on different frequencies. And I'll give you an example. I learned how to play chess. So I walk by this park, and I seen an old man sitting in the park. So, you know, I got to talking to him and asked him about the game of chess. And I was like, "Dad, man, you never been out here. When you started coming out here?" He said, "Young man, I've been out here every day for 10 years. You just never was on my frequency to know it."
Right.
I said, "Dad, it's almost like people could be invisible. Everything is invisible until you get on that frequency that out of nowhere you just notice it. You know, it's like, It doesn't even exist in your world unless you're on that frequency." So
I know what you mean, Rich. You hear one thing and, like, you see it all over now. Well,
yeah.
Two things. That's the laws of attraction. You know, you say, well, you know, how could I make this reality and that reality? You know, you say laws of attraction. You know, they're killing our kids. How could you make this and that another reality? Well, that same thing that you just described is basically how the laws of attraction work. You're magnetizing the frequency. So yeah, you will still know they're killing kids. That's not dumb. But you could say on the other side, you will see a whole bunch of kids doing magnificent things, going to the next level. You feel what I'm saying? So you will see other kids. You're like, this motherfucker reading that. You'll see a kid reading the ISIS papers, if you will. You'll see more of that than you see a nigga walking around with his pants hanging off his ass. It's what you choose to see, not in the context of you putting down a blind eye, but this is your reality. You're making it. So when you choose to see that old man who's been there 10 years, you see the frequency. He comes right out the ether, straight up for the attraction. Now, why are there different frequencies? Because our thought and humanity created all these frequencies, which created all these dimensions. The original 10 separate tree of life
our basic archetype dimensions. You know, Mercy, you know, that warship with Mars, and, you know, the sun, the moon, you know, justice, and the rest of the shit are template, but then they'll say each Sifra has a Malkuth, which sub, all these are just sub-dimensions. So if they have a Malkuth, that means there's a certain amount of, let's just say, 10 other Sifras on just one other Sifra, Chashad, and then that all has, that all of that's got to be a Malkuth. And then all of those have Malkuth. So you're just going on and on and on and on forever with frequencies of thoughts. So that means when you die, these are all just dimensions you go on based upon your frequency of thought here on Earth. So arguing and debating is folly because you're only arguing about two different frequencies of reality. And no one's trying to beat each other on each other's frequency. They're trying to prove each other's frequency is real. And guess what? You both are right. All frequencies.
Wow. There you go.
Right. All frequencies are real. It's just the frequency you on.
There you go.
It's the frequency you on.
That's what I've been waiting to hear. There you go. Oh, yeah. You 100%. There you
on.
Go.
And they say it on a mundane level, but I thought everybody's supposed to matter. All of us matter, and all of us work, and all of us are doing something. In the context, you could say because the frequency you on, you are studying that frequency and living that frequency.
Mm-hmm.
It would be folly for you to get the next man to live on it. So in other words, it would be folly for me to stand out there and try to prove to somebody my frequency. Only thing I could do is explain it, and if you're vibrating with it, you get it. You get
then
the game. And they, you said some things to me, or you get to say, ah, fuck Brother Panic. He ain't really saying shit. Nigga don't know what he's talking about. You get to say, don't give a rat's ass, nigga. I said what I said. That's the frequency here. You know what I'm saying? That's the frequency here. You get what I'm saying? You either feeling it or you not. You're pulling it down from the ether. It's something that, and based upon the laws of attraction, whatever frequency you on, when you're trying to expand it to the next level, then someone, damn, Brother Panic, I just happened to come across your page. Or, damn, brother, you never seen me playing chess, but I've been here for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're expanding. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You expand. So, I mean, you could say what's lower frequency, what's higher frequency, we could define that all day. If anything, we could argue about that would be the argument. That's lower and higher frequency. But it's all valid. If you live in it and you live your life, I said this before. I can say the fire hydrant's green. You can say it's red. Who's right? I live my life accordingly. It's green to me. I'm going to act like it's green. So I'm right.
Right.
Most people are red based upon the status quo. Everybody else said the fire truck, the fire hydrant is red. In the end, if you prove to me that it's red, what did you really win? What did you accomplish here?
Right, right. I think that's important. We definitely have to come to an understanding of that in this conscious community that two brothers, and I want to say this again, two brothers can say completely different things, but they both can be right. Everybody does not have to agree. Just because Phil said this and Bobby said the opposite, it doesn't mean Phil was right and Bobby was wrong, or Bobby was right and Phil was wrong. This is the complex reality we in. Both
right.
people could be right and say different things. For some reason,
right.
we're not getting that, you know? So
right.
I'm glad you said that today. I'm very glad you said that.
It's not about Phil's wrong and this one's right. It's like you should be at a point where you don't give a fuck. Just say and talk to your people of your frequency. If you come up as a teacher within that frequency, talk to your people. What the fuck are you talking to my people for? Telling them, not my people like my flock, my frequency of thought. Let's just say that. Or the frequency of thought you feel I represent. Let's just say that. Motherfuckers I deal with are badass. They don't need me to tell them nothing. They share and they come up with their own shit. But these people find that no, they don't. These motherfuckers are my inspiration. Half these niggas keep me grounded in this shit. So, no, it's a frequency of thought. So there's no reason for me to spend my life shooting down who it is you are or what it is you do. If you come to me, I need to be true to what I'm dealing with and say, well, I wouldn't deal with that based upon this, that, and the other. That's the lesson. Should I knock you down? Should I cheerlead that to you all day? No. You ask based upon the laws of attraction. You ask and that's the answer. That's these niggas is coming at you. I ain't ask you shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the father of law.
You know what I'm saying? Straight out.
Right.
Straight out.
Right.
And what he told me was what they started to introduce was adding numbers to goddamn to words, which was fundamental principles in Kabbalah, Gematria, and numerology. That was supposed to transfer. So move on that shit and pick up a book on Kabbalah. Pick up a book on Gematria, because that was the intention for people who just were still eating pork to get you off the pig, at least, and start teaching you concepts, and this is from Father Allah, concepts that go greater than just you running your mouth and you saying, so these numbers and words and this whole entire connection, you put it in, and you find all that just in Kabbalah, the 22 letters of Kabbalah. And the inner geometry and all this kind of shit. Certain words that come together, that unity and love is the same numerical value, so therefore means the same thing, and Messiah and snake is the same numerical value, so you can deduct it means the same thing. This was the same kind of shit that was going on in the lessons. So it was for you to join in with, or at least a way to introduce you to start your path on this shit. You get what I'm saying? Start your path. So all of this shit is supposed to be to more and more light. I'm constantly trying to absorb all frequencies. Go through it, learn it, put it all in proper perspective. Everything niggas is arguing, it has perspective. I'm just trying to look at the bigger picture. You get what I'm saying? So all I have to say, you know, this for the occultists is folly. You know what I mean? For the occultists is folly. You know, let me prove to you why my shit is really the best shit. You know what I'm saying? My shit is really best shit. And yeah, I don't give a fuck what nobody says about me, but still, I also don't give a fuck how stupid you are neither. You'll be stupid as the day is long. You know what I mean? That's on you. You know, that's on you. I don't care what motherfuckers say. You know what I mean? That's folly. The shit I'm talking about is the realization. You even said it one time. You said, I do recognize. You said it at the table. You said, it feels, and you said other names, but I'll keep it to me. You said, I can really see that you kind of experiencing this kind of shit. I'm like, yeah, and you got to experience it. Nobody, niggas can tell you what it feels like on a roller coaster, but how do you prove it? Well, brother, you pay your ticket and get on the roller coaster. Not only you may realize what I realize, but you may realize another thing. So you need to do what you need to do. That's the real proof or the real understanding into this shit. You get what I'm saying? So that's to say, you know, Brother Malcolm had debates and this and that, and arguments is healthy and all that. Well, if I'm not even going to argue with that. If that's your frequency and your reality, so be it. You know, so be it. You know, I have power behind you. That's where you at with it. You ask me a question, I can only manifest based upon my session.
Okay, we got 4 minutes. We got 4 minutes left, Brother Panic. Woo, you surely winning this show, brother. You surely winning, brother.
I'm never sure how to say it come out. But,
Thank you.